They have a large selection to choose from.
Huge selection, Wally. Huge selection. You can see it online. I like the fact that I don't have to talk to anybody. I can make a service appointment. Not that I don't love talking to people. I'll talk to them when I drop it off. But I like that deal.
You can make a service appointment?
Online.
Wow.
You can do almost anything online anymore. Almost. Probably get married online. Can you get an? Can you meet someone online and marry them online? Is that legal? I mean, surely you can now.
Probably not.
I mean, you can bet. I can bet on Oaklawn races online now.
You know, I think Mississippi still requires a blood test.
Get out of here.
Pretty sure. Want to make sure they're not cousins or something.
Or sister, brother. I understand. All right, so here we go. This story is in the January GQ. By the way, February GQ, Matt, more up your alley. Katy Perry is on the cover, not Bradley Cooper. So much more your speed.
I've already looked up the pictures, too. They're fantabulous.
Photoshop anyone?
You don't think that's all natural?
Nah, she's all right. I'm kidding. She does look really good in the pictures. Anyway, this story is in the latest GQ by Andrew Corsello. And it basically, here's the headline. Peyton Manning is absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the best quarterback ever to play the game. Now, does anybody want to argue otherwise? The Morning Show spent 3 days debating this. They brought up all kinds of names. Brett Favre barely got a mention. The all-time passing leader and touchdowns leader in the NFL barely got a mention. But there were a lot of names brought up, and appropriately so. Peyton Manning's name was mentioned. Drew Brees. I mean, they went old school. Troy Aikman was brought up. I mean, there are a lot of guys.
Johnny Unitas.
Joe Montana.
Johnny Unitas.
Otto Graham.
Johnny Unitas,
you're a big fan of, apparently. Here's the bottom line for me on this, okay? And again, if you want to go way old school before the merger and all that, can't help you. Fine. You know what? Debate that all you want. In the modern game, since the merger, there is no debate. The greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL, and I'm a Brett Favre guy. I'm a Green Bay fan. There is no debate that it is Peyton Manning. He is now number two in pass yards. If he can play another season, I don't know if he can get the pass yardage.
No, it'd be about a season and a half.
He can get the touchdown record, though.
In four games.
Yeah. So he's only a handful of touchdowns away from 500. There's only one other guy that's gotten to 500, and that, of course, is Brett Favre. The thing that got me, though, and I mean, obviously the guy plays on a cerebral level. We all understand that. The effectiveness in two different places. If he wins Sunday, he becomes the only quarterback in NFL history to win in two different organizations. Nobody else has ever done it. That, to me, is unique. He also will, more than likely, I would be shocked if he doesn't. I think we all would. If he doesn't win the MVP if they win the game. That would mean he has two Super Bowl MVPs.
Would that tie him with his brother?
Yes. But the point is, Wally, only one guy has more than that, and that's Joe Montana, who has three. Nobody else has more than three MVPs in the Super Bowl. So two is unbelievably elite company. And then the one that stands out the most to me. It's not the yards. It's not the touchdowns. It's the fact that you are the best player in the league by the vote more than one time, more than twice. Nobody's won more than three MVPs except for Peyton Manning, and he has five. Nobody's won more than three. He has five. There's no debate. There's no argument. This is a definitive answer in the same way that people ask, who's the greatest basketball player of all time? Michael Jordan. Who's the greatest hockey player of all time? Wayne Gretzky. Who is the best quarterback for sure? Peyton Manning. Maybe the best football player of all time? Maybe Peyton Manning. Maybe.
Maybe he's the best baseball player.
Maybe he is. Who is the greatest baseball player of all time? Babe Ruth is the general answer. If you ask...
No, Hank Aaron was a lot better than him. I think Willie Mays was the best ever.
Oh, no ways. I ain't better than Hank Aaron.
Oh, yeah, he is. Look at their stats.
Look at the stats. Look at it.
I will.
Go ahead. I challenge you.
I chauffeured Willie Mays around a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you met Willie Mays, and I'm glad that he played in a big market. I'm glad he got a lot more attention.
I chauffeured him around and made fun of my car the whole day.
I'll take Aaron all day long. Now, speaking of baseball, I do have a couple of things.
Peyton? You just dropping Peyton like that?
Well, nobody wants to call in and argue with me because they know I'm right.
You know something else he is, though, and this has nothing to do with on the field, but it just occurred to me. He's kind of become the face of the NFL. He's not had one controversy.
True.
Other than a neck injury.
Right. Something he couldn't control.
You know, and you know he goes and has a cold one every once in a while.
Yeah. But well, apparently he likes Bud Lights.
Right. But you've never seen anything derogatory.
Mm-mm.
And he has become what's good about the NFL at a time when they've given up almost $1 billion on concussions. You've got everybody, whether it's Welker or Sherman, whoever, you know, just wild men out there. Not Peyton. Calm, cool, collected.
The thing I love about him, though, he is not the milquetoast guy either. He's not... He's not Pete Sampras. He's not safe. He's not boring and safe. He's non-controversial but entertaining. That's a hard thing to pull off. Not many guys can do that.
I bet you wouldn't want to drop a pass and come back to the huddle.
He actually handles that pretty well. They always give a shot of him after a guy drops an open pass or a ball bounces off his receiver's hands and gets intercepted. He gets upset for a second, but you can tell he kind of blows it off and goes on. Fine, we'll score next time.
Okay, let's. We're going to have a lot of time to talk about this, but Peyton Manning, the rap on him lately was he can't play in cold weather.
Mm-hmm. That's not true because he's actually had some good performances in cold weather.
Pretty good chance the Super Bowl is going to be cold.
I think that's the safest bet ever. That's the safest bet on the game is it'll be under 40 degrees.
Which is ridiculous.
I agree.
Every game should be, every Super Bowl should be at Cowboy Stadium.
Well, the weather, I got no problem with that either. The weather was pretty good in Seattle, except for when it's in New Orleans.
The Final Four should be at Cowboy Stadium.
Well, except for when it's in New Orleans. The game last week in Seattle, the weather was pretty good, and Russell Wilson didn't play especially well.
I will accept New Orleans or San Antonio.
Okay, fine. It's all about you. We'll talk this baseball thing in a minute.
Well, who else would it be about?
I don't know. The realist wants to weigh in on this. Go ahead, man.
What's up, man?
What's up, player?
I don't care how milquetoast Peyton Manning is, as you say. He is not the greatest QB ever. He chokes in the playoffs. You just living off of what he's done lately.
No, you got to look at the body of work.
Looking at his body of work.
The body of work is incomparable.
And awesome during the season, and in the playoffs, they ain't good.
The body of work is not comparable to anybody else's.
You just said, look at his stats. His stats are impeccable till they hit the playoffs when everybody said it mattered, when defenses clinched down. He wasn't that good in the playoffs. He got one ring. You know why Jordan is known as the best ever basketball player? Because he got six.
And he's got the stats to go with it.
Right, but in the playoffs, he was the team.
My point is, nobody has more than two Super Bowl MVPs except for Joe Montana, and Joe has three. Two Super Bowl MVPs, elite company. Going to three Super Bowls, winning two of them, is elite company. Being the second leading passer in history, the history of the NFL, and he has a lot fewer interceptions, I guarantee you, than Favre does. And I know you're no Favre fan, so we can start right there.
How many playoff games he wins, Justin?
I don't know.
Who leads in playoff wins?
My point is he's got five MVPs, realistically.
He's not better than Brady.
Oh, he is better than Brady. Five MVPs. Five MVPs. Nobody else has more than three. Five MVPs.
He's not better than Brady.
His offense.
But he put up stats because they are for season stats. I just said. He's the best quarterback during the regular season.
How many Hall of Fame receivers?
He's the world greatest quarterback during the regular season. How many Hall of Fame receivers Brady have?
He played with Moss. He played with Welker. Welker's going to be a Hall of Fame receiver.
He played with Peyton right now, too, though.
Yeah, that's true, but he got most of his numbers with Brady.
He helped Brady a lot.
Yeah, he did.
Three times.
He blew up with Brady, too.
Besides, if you're going to talk about somebody choking in the playoffs, you better look at Touchdown Tom because he's had his struggles lately.
Yeah, he sucks. But I don't even like him either.
I know you don't. You don't like anybody. That's why we love you. You hate everything. You're like Mikey. He hates everything. He made no point there at all. You get 0 points for that call, realist.
Brady's good, too. But Brady and Montana are a lot alike. They're in a system that's made for their talents.
Yeah, but everybody is. I mean, every quarterback who's ever been successful. I mean, Favre played well in the West Coast system. Aaron Rodgers is playing well in the Green Bay system. You think Drew Brees, if he played in Minnesota and they had Adrian Peterson, that he'd be the fifth leading quarterback in the history of the NFL from a passing yard standpoint? No. I mean, all that goes together. I get that. But Manning, again, another thing that I would give him over Touchdown Tom and some of these other guys, he's done it in two different organizations. That can't be by accident. You got a totally different group of guys around you. It's not like you had a dynasty and you went and won three or four in a row. And that's no knock on Montana. But, I mean, he did it in the same place with all the same guys. He was a good quarterback in Kansas City, but they weren't a Super Bowl-worthy team even with him at the helm.
You know,
now, obviously, it was late in his career.
Sunday, he was a 37-year-old quarterback looking like a 27-year-old quarterback.
That's what
was amazing to me.
I just hope he comes back. And as much as I love Favre, I hope he comes back and owns every – I hope he gets the touchdown and the yardage record.
Me too.
I don't know if he'll hang around that long.
I think it's all going to depend on his x-ray after the season.
It's true. But if he goes out with two out of three Super Bowls, five MVPs, and two Super Bowl MVPs, there's no argument.
I'm not sure they're going to beat Seattle, but
I don't either. I'm picking Seattle. I'm just saying that would validate it. Then there would be that little tiny sliver of discussion point. But other than that, I don't think there's any debate. If he validates it with that second Super Bowl, there's no question. Jim.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, just fine. Boy, I really love y'all's show. I listen every day.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you about Manning there. You think this would be his last football game?
That's the question. I mean, he sort of blew it off and played it off with humor the other day. All he's worried about is getting the next Bud Light in his mouth is what he said. But, I mean, obviously there's a question there. I don't know. He looks healthy to me.
He's predicting he's getting ready to do some Bud Light commercials.
What do you think was wrong with his neck?
Well, I mean, he had the whole fusion surgery. I mean, he had to sit out.
Was 2 years ago. He had to sit out a year. They weren't sure he'd ever play again.
Yeah, then he came back and played unbelievably well, and then they got knocked off on a – by the way, they should have won a Super Bowl last year, but somehow, some way, I mean, Baltimore had, like, divine intervention.
Oh.
But anyway, that wasn't – I'm pretty sure Peyton was not playing safety on a ball that should have been knocked down. I mean, that play was about as miraculous as the Auburn win over Georgia.
So you got Denver picked win the Super Bowl?
I actually am picking Seattle, but, I mean, for Peyton's legacy, it'd be great to see him win one. I mean, Russell Wilson's got a long way to go, so.
Yeah, well, his whole family was unbelievable. You probably don't remember when Archie played.
No, but I've seen a lot of tape on him, and luckily that the Book of Manning, you know, documentary was really good for those of us who are too young to have seen him play in person or see him play live. And the thing that's great is, and Wally pointed out, and I would extend it beyond Peyton to Eli and to Archie, is they haven't had any public gaffes or missteps. I mean, it's been they're always a story, and it's always for the right reasons.
Right.
It's always football related or fun related, or they do a silly commercial or an ESPN promo or whatever. But it's always something positive.
I saw Archie play.
Yeah, Archie who?
Yeah, exactly.
But he was Archie who in Ole Miss.
I'll tell you who. He was one of the best I ever saw. He was.
Bruce James said he was the best player he ever saw play until he saw Manziel.
Yeah, back in those days, it was Archie who, and then in the pros, you had play for the New York Jets quarterback.
Talking about Namath?
Yeah, Joe Namath. He was unbelievable also.
Hey, Stabler wasn't bad either.
Well, people bring up Targin a lot, too, and he was pretty
soft back then, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay, I hang up. Hey. Appreciate your show.
Jim, I appreciate you calling. Thank you. Shane?
Yeah, man, how y'all doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. The way I see it is, if Peyton can go and win a Super Bowl this year, and if he's able to come back next year and do it again, yes, he would be all time. Nobody can beat him.
What if he only wins one this year and then retires?
And that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid he's going to retire, which would be good for him because he can go out on a high note. But I don't know. I'm older, and I'm back in the day. I was a Lawrence Taylor fan when Montana was playing. And, you know, Montana and all of them were real good, but he has to come back next year, like it stick.
I hope he comes back. He's fun to watch,
yeah,
for
I hope
sure.
I hope this injury's not serious.
Yeah. Shane, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Oh, man, thanks.
Yeah, the question becomes, does he need the win, and does he need to come back? That's the only thing you debate. Now, you want to bring up guys like Lawrence Taylor, the debate of greatest player in the history of the NFL becomes a little more difficult.